Mishkalim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hiskinu Beistin, V'zeh Echad Mehen. There are seven things that Beistin made a takan, and this is one of them. Nachri Sheshilach Olosim Mibdinis Hayam, Feinanji would send his carbon ola from abroad, from Medina Sayam, V'shilach Ima Nisachim. And with it, he sent Nisachim. It doesn't dafka mean Nisachim themselves, because he'd be mitama the Nisachim. Rather, it just means money set aside for the Nisachim. This is the way Tversarel explains. Taisantov says that Lav dafka means Medina Sayam, but most of the time, since at that point in time, the Nachrim weren't living in Eretz Yisrael, that's why it says Medina Sayam. But wherever they send it from, they send the Nisachim with it, craven mishalo. So then that's good. Then you use the money that he set aside for the Nisachim, that he sent you, and it's used to purchase the Nisachim for the karbonos that he's donating. Vim lav, craven mishal tzibur. And if not, because of shalom, we take it from the tzibur, which is from the Trumas Alushka. V'chein ger shemes v'niach svachim, and also a ger that dies, and he leaves aside karbonos, or money set aside for karbonos. And we're dafka dealing with a ger that has no descendants, he has no yorshim. Im yeshlo nesachim, if he left over nesachim, the actual libations themselves, or money designated for them, krev mishalo, so you should use those are fine, and should be makruf from there. Vim lav, but if he didn't leave aside anything for the nesachim, all karbanas have to have nesachim with them, so if he didn't leave aside the nesachim, krev mishal tzibur. So you'd bring it from the tzibur, from the Trumas Alushka. The Rab brings, because it's a gzeres akasif, it says chok oilam, and the drush is that it should be a chok yeh mishal oilam. That it should come from the Olam, from the Tzibur, from the Trumas Alushka. Usnai Beistin hu al Kohen Gadol Shemes Shetei Minchasu Kreve Mishal Tzibur. The Kohen Gadol had a special mincha every day called the Minchas Chavitin. It was called Chavitin. The Machbas is a pan, and this special mincha was brought every day. In total, there was an Isaron of flour, and he would bring normally a half in the morning and a half later in the day, in the afternoon. The way the Rav explains that according to Rabbi Shimon, Me'ikar Hadin Minatara, when something like this happens, the responsibility lies on the Tzibur to pay for the future Minchas Chavitin every single day that there's no Kohen Gadol there. So the Kohen Gadol dies, so now it should come from the Tzibur, which means the Trumas Alushka should be funding every single day the Minchas Chavitin. The problem is that Nabai Sheni, the Kohen Gadol's, a lot of them were Rishonim, they didn't really last too long. And what was happening a lot was that they were draining the resources of the Trumas Alushka to constantly pay for the Minchas Chavitin. And this is the way the Gemara explains. The first takana, according to Bshimin, was that the family should now provide. The family of the Kohen Gadol should be funding all the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol that died was paying, and now the family should pay it. But then what was happening is that the family didn't want to pay this, and then there was no Minchas Chavitin being paid for at all. So therefore, there was a second takana, which really is the takana of what the Torah says, which is that it should come from the Trumas Alushka. So they went back through the second takana to be misakin what the Torah itself held, which is that it comes from the Trumas Alushka. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishal Yorshin. Yehuda says that the Iker din min haTorah is that it actually comes from Yorshin. And this machlekes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, is a machlekes on how they learn the pasuk. It's a drush of a pasuk, how they learn it. And the Mishnah ends, Ushlema Haisa Kreva. The way the Rav explains, this is going on both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, no matter what you held, like the amount of the Minchas Chavitin that had to be brought after the Kohen Gadol died was a full amount. Shlema Haisa Kreva. It was double the amount of when the Kohen Gadol was alive. Because the Kohen Gadol, when he was alive, he had an Isaron that he divided up, one in Shachris and one in Bein Arbaim. So half of it was Shachris, half of it was Bein Arbaim. However, after he died, the full amount was brought Shachris, and the full amount was brought Bein Arbaim. So in the end of the day, there were 20 Isronim that were brought, as opposed to 10 while the Kohen Gadol was alive. However, the Taisantif explains that even though we're doubling the flour, we do not double the oil and the wine that's brought with it, based on a Rambam in Hilchas Tmidim.